From Michigan here with such joy because they've been friends for a long time. Mustard's Retreat.
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. And I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their lilum. And hurrah for the life of a country boy and to ramble in the new-mown hay. In spring we sow, at the harvest mow. That is how the seasons around they go. But of all the times, if choose I may, I go rambling in the new-mown hay. For I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their lilum. And hurrah for the life of a country boy and to ramble in the new-mown hay. In winter when the sky is gray, we hedge and we ditch our time away. But in summer when the sun shines gay, we go rambling in the new-mown hay. For I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. And I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their lilum. And hurrah for the life of a country boy and to ramble in the new mown hay.
David and Libby. That sounded gorgeous.
It was a good warm-up song. We got up today at 5:30 and drove over from Oberlin, Ohio, where we had a wonderful show last night, into the beautiful morning, beautiful sunrise, beautiful clouds that were geometric. It was like they have planes, and it was an amazing morning. Beautiful.
Libby's looking at you like.
Yes, there were planes. There were contrails.
Well, not
slicing, slicing through the morning.
It was
slicing
yes,
through. Anyway. There's a little smiley moon this morning that we saw. You know that little baby smiling moon that makes you feel happy. I don't think the moon ever frowns. It mostly smiles.
Oh, that is a line to a song, Larry. The moon never frowns.
Wow.
Wow. All right, I'm going to use that. I'm just putting this.
Oh, I thought you meant it already existed.
No,
oh, you can have it.
Go ahead. Anybody.
No, you can have it.
The moon never frowns.
The moon never frowns.
That is great.
That makes up for her being such a harsh mistress.
Are you talking about Libby?
Oh, no. Libby, do you want equal time? You're going to have equal time. You do have a lot of bracelets.
She has an amazing amount of bracelets. They're lovely.
But you carry them off. You know, they make sense.
Well, she wanted to sparkle this morning on the radio. So, yeah. And Chad was so nice. He came out and said, "You know, what do you need for tech?" And I said, "Well, you know, two vocals and a guitar mic." And he looked at Libby, and she said, "All I need is a spotlight." And he was very
accommodating.
He said, "But we really don't have a spotlight." And she said,
"I said I carry one with me on my iPhone." And Chad nicely said, "No, you carry it within you."
Oh, that sounds
yes.
Just like
I
Chad.
Love Chad.
That sounds just like Chad. And really, when you're in a radio studio, you have everything. You want an elephant, we'll find you one. You know, you
this
want a spotlight.
This is the children's museum. We can yes. dream here, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I'll take my tie off if you want me to.
It is so good to be back.
It's good to have you here. And I think I'd be remiss. Michael is... caring for his beloved, who has been fighting cancer, and he's out west and couldn't be here today.
Yes, about a little less than a year ago, they found out, and Michael stopped touring with us, but we all agreed that Libby and I should continue, and he'd join back, well, if and when he could. And his girlfriend, her daughter, lives in Tucson, and just had the first grandchild.
Oh.
Baby boy. So they moved out there. And yes, we miss Michael a lot. But Olivia and I are having a great time.
I think I know his girlfriend's name, but I don't.
Cindy.
I thought it was Cindy. I should have just gone for it, but I didn't want to get it wrong.
But this has really given David and I a chance to go back to the roots of Mustard's Retreat because we started out as a duo. So before Michael was, we made it a trio. So this is an exciting time for us in my elder years.
I was going to say, I'll bet, but that doesn't come well after my older years. I wouldn't, you know, elderly is 10 years older than you are. Just remember that. Middle age is 20 years older than you are, no matter how old you are.
Hey, I'm a hippie, so it's an ageless kind of thing.
these two are doing a house concert tonight. And
Jan Boyd's.
Yes, at Jan Boyd's house. If you want more details, you can send us an email here at slb@slbradio.org, and we'll connect you. That's probably the easiest way.
Yes, Jan, most of you probably know Jan as a performer for many years, a fine performer. And she and Casey Dealey and recorded on one of our albums on a song, and we've done a couple house concerts over there. It's a great little community, great welcoming place. Come on down, check it out tonight, because we're happy to be back.
Great. Let's hear another from Dave and Libby.
Mother Lode.
Oh, okay. Yes, this is a song we've been doing as long as we've been playing together, by Richard Pinney from Milwaukee. It's called Mother Lode. I've got beggars on the trail, a lean and a ragged railing to hold me while I'm ailing again. If I think in code, find that mother load, I'll be back on again. You may know me when I've been blessed, and I give you a song when I'm gone. The rest. Save a place in the corner, leave a key by the door, and I will leave in jubilation. Be returning for some more. But your face is froze across. Long ago been frosted over, and it looks unreal. When I doubt your mind, I'm pulled along by kind of a spirit, and it makes me feel. You may know me when I've been blessed, and I give you a song, and I'm gone with the rest. Save a place in the corner, leave a key by the door, and I will leave in jubilation. Be returning for some more. On the trail, lean and a ragged railing to hold me while I'm ailing again. If I think in cold, find that mother load, I'll be back gone again. You may know me when I've been blessed, and I give you a song when I'm gone with the rest. Save a place in the corner, leave a key by the door, and I will leave in jubilation. Be
return in for some more.
Mustard's Retreat here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You did play those bracelets just a little bit at the end. That song seems like it was made for the two of you. It's amazing how your voices fit each other. And some people would think, oh, that's easy. That just happened. You must have had to spend some time figuring that out.
You know, we have worked really hard on it, but it did just happen. I auditioned in January of 1975 at the old Heidelberg restaurant in Ann Arbor. Libby was the bartender, and the boss asked her, "What do you think?" she said, "Hire him," and she knew most of my songs. And I mean, Libby is so good at harmonies, and she got up, and it just sounded so amazing from the first time. It was just like, bam, I've been looking for somebody to sing harmonies with, and there she was.
I've known you for so long, and sometimes that makes for confused radio listeners. because I should be. Tell me, Libby, a little bit about your childhood.
Well, I'm from Flint, Michigan, and I grew up in the boom times of the town. And I have two older sisters. They were 6 and 8 years older. And they would come home and play their piano lessons. And they would play the same song all week long, and I would hear it. And I think I was around 4 or something. And, you know, my mother used to say, "Oh, Elizabeth, quit pounding on the piano." And then one day she said, "Oh, my God, Elizabeth is playing Country Gardens two-handed." So I could read music. I taught myself to read this music that they were playing. And that was it.
How much older are you?
They're 6 and 8 years older than I am. So then when it came to me turning the corner into being a folk singer, of course, was their record albums, which were Peter, Paul, and Mary, Kingston Trio, Chad Mitchell Trio. So I really do come by this folk music stuff at a very tender age, really.
Did you compete with them for the piano?
No, I got all the talent. Bless their hearts. Well, love you, Gretchen. Love you, Jenny. But
well, I meant more for the actual space at the keyboard,
no,
like a physical
they weren't that
competition.
Into it.
Oh, that's interesting. Because my two older brothers, who are roughly the same age, it was right up there with who turned on the TV first and got to control the programming. Whoever sat on the piano bench got to play as long as they wanted. And
my harmony work comes from a choral background. I did pick up the flute in 4th grade, and I had it for 6 months. I went right straight through the book. I was very good, I thought. I mean, I was, you know, better than all the other 4th graders. And but my dad took it away at 6 months, and I was curious at the time, you know, why. And, but looking back, you know, it was clear I was going to be a singer. And unless you're, you know, Jethro Tull, you're just really not singing and playing flute at the same time.
I may have asked you this before. Jim Glover, Libby Glover, no relation.
No relation. Okay. No relation.
Jim Glover, it's Jim and Jean. You might remember Jim and Jean. I'm sure Libby does and Michael does. Or Michael, David. I'm sure Michael does too. And David does. But Glover's not too common a name.
No, it's not. But the one point I'd like to make about Flint and how wonderful my public education was, the arts were so well-funded in Flint, and I just had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful background. And because I could read music, you know, they sat me right in the middle of the wherever I was, and they just said, "Listen to Libby." And so they all learned their parts, so I really had a great, great education of harmony and blend. And so, and even a cappella work, I was in madrigal groups and just did a lot of a cappella work, so I can hear pretty well.
Well, I've been to Flint in the 70s, mm-hmm. And Flint was still
hopping.
Yeah, it was still hopping, yes. And I have a lot of love for Flint, and a lot of prayers for Flint.
Well, 30,000 people are living in downtown Flint right now, going to college every day. So they have renovated their downtown to make it a college town, and it's very viable and it's very exciting. There's lots of other problems in Flint, but the downtown right now is not one of them, and that pleases me to no end. I'm a real downtown Flint kid.
Yeah, I have such memories of Flint. Mustard's Retreat is here. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday Mornings on Community Radio. Thank you for doing that. And I can't wait to hear what's next. David has approached the mic. He swings.
Well, let's do Planting Trees. We're going to do a song. A lot of times you feel like you can't do anything to make a difference, and this song is just about what one person can do, and you just do it because you believe in it. And then we have a little John Gorka song in the middle of that. A little bit west of nowhere is my town. A fading elegance falling down. Somewhere lost between the cracks, the world rushed through this place. I hope it never comes back. Politicians said, put your doubts aside. But spin is just another word for lie. They took this land, betrayed our trust, ground all our dreams away, left us tears and dust. So I started one September night. Sometimes you just do what you feel is right. With a shovel and some seedlings from a friend. And a will to try and make some kind of amends.
I plant for you. I plant for me. I plant a prayer of hope
with each and every tree.
All for a world I'll never see.
You can find me planting trees. At first it was only me, and there wasn't much to see. Anger and despair still gripped the town. Leave it to the children to turn such things around. They started coming in ones and twos, wanting to know what they could do. And in this place where hope had died, they brought their joy of life,
and the town regained its pride. They plant for you, they plant for me. They are the prayer of hope
with each and every tree.
All for the world
they still may see. In the evenings you can find them planting trees. When I grow up, I want to be a tree. I'm going to make my home with the birds and the bees and the squirrels. They can count on me when I grow up to be a tree. I'm gonna let my back get stiff, plant my feet in the ground, take the winters off, settle down, keep my clothes till they turn brown. When I grow up, I'm gonna settle down. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach. Till I know why. When spring comes by, I'm gonna get real green. When the dogs come by, I'm gonna get real mean. On windy days, I'll bend and lean. When I grow up, I'm gonna get real green.
If I should fall in storm or slumber, please don't turn me into lumber. I'd rather be Louisville slugger
swinging for the seas.
I'm gonna reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach
till I know why. Sometimes I walk to start my day and watch the morning shadows play.
Like tiny hands, they reach and weave.
And so the earth gives thanks, and I find that's all I need.
We plant for you, we plant for me, we plant a prayer of hope
with each and every tree.
All for a world
that still can be.
In the evenings, you can find us planting trees. We plant for you, we plant for me, we plant a prayer of hope
with each and every tree.
All for a world
that still can be.
In the evenings you can join us planting trees.
If ever there were a song for all times, but these times especially, that's one. You mentioned John Gorica. Whose song is that, though? That's not his song. That's
the first part is my song.
I thought so, yeah.
And the branching out, when I grew up, I'm going to treat that is his song.
The brown, or I'm going to be a tree.
Yeah.
I wasn't certain about that, and I love the juxtaposition of those two.
I know. It just, you know, we've been singing it, my song, for a while, and I just thought one day, it's like, wow. The branching out is such a brilliant song by John, and everybody enjoys it. And you know, and it's got the thing about John's songs. It's funny, but it's also got depth. You know, his songs are all, it's kind of quirky humor, but that people appreciate. But they appreciate the depth even more. And I thought, let's just try it.
Yeah,
it's been working.
And that song reminds me that when you go to the Mustards Retreat website, probably also their Facebook page, which I just linked to, you'll see something that says the Defiantly Hopeful Tour. And that song is a good representative of that. The Defiantly Hopeful Tour, I think, has been on for about 1,020 some days, maybe a little bit more.
You know, I haven't done it by days, but, well, you know, I realized, well, you know, so Peter, Paul, and Mary special, and the announcer on TV said something about them just being so defiantly hopeful. And I realized that's what we do this for. That's what community is about, you know, and folk music is about. You know, in the face of everything, you know, it matters what we do. And that's why that Planting Trees song, you know, it matters. And you just never know. You just do the right thing.
Well, and it's a different definition of faith. You have the faith that what you are doing is going to brighten somebody's spirits or have somebody feel more resilient or whatever positive feeling you wish to give them. And I think I talk about this a lot at radio these days because you don't always know. You don't always know with music. You frankly don't always know with respect to just about anything in life, but you keep doing what you know is right and you stay defiantly hopeful.
Well, yes, I think so. And again, you don't ever know. And it's like, you know, and you do what's right for you. It's like you have been on the air with this show for almost 40 years. I mean, that is so, such an extraordinary testament to so many things, to you and to Ricky and to the rest of the volunteers and to this community of Pittsburgh that it would support this. I mean, we brag on this show everywhere we go in the country because to us, this is one of the definitions of community and what's right and what should be emulated, you know, everywhere because it is about truth and community and just real connection beyond the smoke and mirrors.
Well, thank you. And I brag. I mention it. I was mentioning it this morning, talking to the audience. I said, I know you can handle different kinds of music and different, you know, the idea of having a teen read a short story that she wrote, followed by an oral history collected by somebody of an older African-American man as part of a connections program that we do to connect African-American boys and men. And then here comes Mustard's Retreat. I have every faith in the world that there are lots of people that can process that kind of variety and sort of the emotional tour that takes you on.
Intellectually curious.
People are thirsty.
Yeah.
I find that.
Yeah.
They're thirsty. They're ready. And I want to be there to sing it for them. And they can sing along.
Yeah,
we need more singing. That's what I think in this world. We need more singing. I mean, not necessarily the second day. Hold on. But in general.
I think you're right. It's hard to say. You can't be angry when you're singing. Somebody said that a long time ago.
Well,
right?
Yes. You know,
well, you can be, I suppose.
Well, you can be. But, you know, when you're singing together, politics don't matter. You're doing something together, and you can't be disagreeing when you're singing together.
It's very true.
And I think maybe
it's all about harmony.
Yeah, you can't be angry. Maybe it was somebody who said you can't be mad if you're lying down. There's some expression like that.
We should. Yes, we'll have mass lying. You know, football fields filling up with people lying down.
Mustard's retreat is what you're hearing.
Finally,
happening.
That's right.
Oh, there we go.
That's right.
They are playing tonight. Mustard's Retreat is at a house concert hosted by Jan Boyd. You can contact us for more details, and we'll connect you. And they're negotiating the next song.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because we have so much we'd like to, you know. After that, let's do. All right, we'll do what Libby wants.
Whatever Libby wants. I need to close my yap too and let you guys play.
So this is a song that was written. Michael and I started it in the 1990s, and I couldn't finish it until the Women's March happened. And I was north of here. Actually, we're driving this way, and it was January, and the Ohio Turnpike was filled with people with signs and pink hats. And in the rest stops, it was like a revival meeting, and I still get just choked up about it because it was such an outpouring of like 5 million people, every continent in the world, mostly women, no violence, and I knew my daughter was in that bunch of people heading to Washington. And the other, you know, this summer we were playing in the UP of Michigan, and Libby's cousin was there, and she had moved to the UP for the climate because she was coming from Alaska.
That's true. So in Healy, Alaska, she marched. She was the only woman who marched. One woman, one march. Here's to S.J. Barnsley up in Marquette.
Yeah, and the media covered it.
Yeah,
you know,
you got
great.
Her picture.
So, anyways, that gave the impetus for the finishing of this song. We turn the earth in winter shadow, knowing spring is drawing near, keeping faith with summer's promise and the turning of the year. And sing for the moon, sing for the sun, sing for the joy when day is done. Oh, sing for the moon, sing for the sun,
Sing for the joy when day is done.
A simple pleasure, planting gardens, picking stone and pulling weeds. A space beyond the rush and clatter,
finding something that we need.
And sing for the moon, sing for the sun,
sing for the joy when day is done.
Oh, sing for the moon,
sing for the sun,
sing for the joy when day is done. Mystery's not quite forgotten, something that we now reclaim. Down through countless generations, wind and fire,
root and rain.
And sing for the moon,
sing for the sun,
sing for the joy when day is done.
Oh, sing for the moon,
sing for the sun,
sing for the joy when day is done.
Post-industrial techno-visions tell us how to think and feel. We ignore the corporate chatter
and derail their grinding wheels.
And sing for the moon,
sing for the sun,
sing for the joy when day is done.
Oh, sing for the moon,
sing for the sun,
sing for the joy when day is done.
Knowing that we have the power, each of us in our own way, to make these moments something better.
Oh, all great changes start that way.
And sing for the moon,
sing for the sun,
sing for the joy when day is done.
Oh, sing for the moon,
sing for the sun,
sing for the joy when day is done.
So we turn the earth and keep the promise, root and river, sun and air, share the harvest and remember
who we are and why we care.
And sing for the moon,
sing for the sun,
sing for the joy when day is done.
Oh, sing for the moon,
sing for the sun,
sing for the joy when day is done.
Mustard's Retreat. What a beautiful song. These songs are timeless, and you know, I've always loved you guys, Michael too, Libby. Even before I knew you, I loved you because you had an imprint on these guys. You had an imprint on these guys.
Thank you, Larry.
Libby walked up to Malik, who's engineering today, and said, "You're going to be a fan," or something like that. I predict you will be a fan. But I'm just taken by how enduring the songs you write and choose to sing are. They really enduring in that they're universal principles, but enduring that they fit times and people in different phases. And
you know, I think there's always been, and that's one of the thing that really inspired me back in the 70s was the defiantly hopeful. I didn't even have it defined yet, but it was like, you know, these are people who are facing real problems, and a lot of times the world is just stacked against you, and but you know, it's the defiantly hopeful that keeps us going, and there is community out there, and sometimes it's hard to get through, but it's I think that's just what
we don't have to do it alone.
Right, the buddy system.
It's the buddy system.
That's, and also not to get. Well, I'm not going to apologize for having some faith here. If you feel like you're doing it alone, you don't worry. Somebody else is doing it too. Just in talking about your daughter, a one-woman march.
David's daughter is the Michigan director for the Humane Societies of the United States of America. So Molly Tammy Levitt, shout out, sister.
She just got her first bill passed through the legislature, you know, and she called me. The first lame duck session she dealt with was last year, and she called me and she said, "Dad, I don't think I can do this. Politics is so ugly." But you know, she maintained and she passed the first law banning battery cages for chickens, and you know, chickens producers, you know, they live in like a shoebox. They can't spread their wings. They can't walk around. They spend their whole lives like that. And she and her team got the first bill passed in Michigan to phase those out, and it's quite a huge accomplishment.
That is huge, and
it certainly is.
They're a great organization. George the Cat is a Humane Society cat, and you know, she's going to have to work, just to lighten the mood a little bit, on changing the expression "lame duck." you know, it's got to be like the sleeping duck session or something.
Or the sleepy duck session.
Yeah, sleepy duck. Or Donald duck, maybe.
The Donald duck session.
We're up. I knew this was going to happen. We probably have time for two more songs, one or two. That's your pick.
No, Miss Muffet.
Oh, yes, all right. Yes.
Tell you a little story. This was written 100 years ago by a New York newspaper man, and you probably know this. I would be surprised if somebody hadn't already performed this, but it's called "The Embarrassing Episode of Little Miss Muffet." Now, Little Miss Muffet discovered a tuffet, which hadn't occurred to the rest of us. And as 'twas a June day, in just about noonday, she wanted to eat, like the best of us. Her diet was whey, and I hasten to say it is wholesome, and people grow fat on it. The spot being lonely, the lady not only discovered the tuffet, but sat on it. A rivulet gabbled beside her and babbled, as rivulets always are thought to do, and dragonflies sported around and cavorted, as poets say dragonflies ought to do. When glancing aside for a moment, she spied a horrible sight that brought fear to her. A hideous spider was sitting beside her, and most unavoidably near to her. Albeit unsightly, the creature politely said, "Madam, I earnestly vow to you, I'm penitent, that I did not bring my hat. I should otherwise certainly bow to you." Though eager to please, he was so ill at ease that he lost all his sense of propriety, and grew so inept that he clumsily stepped in her plate, which is barred in society. This curious error completed her terror. She shuddered, and growing much paler, not only left Tuffet, but dealt him a buffet, which doubled him up in a sailor's knot. I must be pained. He cried, "I have vexed you, no doubt. Your fist's like a truncheon. You're still in my luncheon," was all that she answered. "Get out." The moral is this: be it madam or miss, to whom you have something to say, it is only absurd if you get in the curd, but it's rude if you get in the way. Oh, sorry, I missed that line.
you got the good one in there.
Yes, Guy Wetmore Carroll. I think he was the inventor of the fractured fairy tale. He took fairy tales and reworked them into things like that.
That's one I've never heard.
Oh, really? Oh,
no, I've never heard.
The Embarrassing Episode of Little Miss Muffet. You can find it on the internet. And okay, so we're down to, well, one last song.
You know, you might... I think we're good. One or two. We've got 5 minutes of radio time. That's probably closer to one.
All right. But Libby, Shenandoah, Gather the Family. I feel like we have to do Gather the Family here because this show has played this song more than anybody else in the world.
Everybody loves that song. You know, and so it's a good time of the year.
Do the Lithuanian verse?
Oh, yes. We'll do it. Yes. So
there's a Lithuanian verse? Uh-huh. Ricky's Lithuanian.
That's right. Well, you know, my father's family came from Lithuania, early part of the 20th century, and they lost track of the family in 1929. And we didn't know if anybody had survived the Nazis or the Soviets. And in 2011, we had a chance to tour there. And it's a great story, but I ended up finding family over there, and some of them still lived in the ancestral home. They figure they've been there 300 years, and they can't figure beyond that. And it was wonderful. I got over there. They just got electricity. There's no indoor plumbing.
Wow.
And one of my cousins was drawing water up from the well, and he gave it to me and said, "Now drink the water that your grandfather drank." This is the first connection in 100 years.
That's beautiful.
So we had a big family meal, and we'd had the chorus to this translated into Lithuanian, and so at one point we got up and sang them this song with the chorus. So for all you Lithuanians out there, and I know there are a lot of you. Susiporkia mi shema, chemu suvieta, svetingas prede dujek, liduana davinamas viena daina, atetas prasididacha, which means, gather the family, here we belong, and welcome good stranger come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins. Our ancestors came from away, far away, from a thousand traditions and kin. What we all share together as we stand here today, with a chance to start over again. Gather the family, here we belong, and a welcome good stranger come in. Our voices together all singing one song, it's here that the future begins. Our measure of worth's not in power or gold, the greatest truth comes from the heart, and it's how we take care of the weak and the old. This is the place we can start. Gather the family, here we belong, and a welcome good stranger come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins. And so, like a forest, our roots hold the past, while our branches reach into the sky. Let our gift to our children be family that lasts, and a future to which they can fly. Gather the family, here we belong, and a welcome good stranger come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins. Susi porkia mi shema, emu su vieta, se tingas pre e verujek. Vigduana dalvinamas, viena dina, atetus prasididacha.
That was really something. I keep thinking of the water, drinking the water from the same aquifer.
I don't know whether it's better to tell that story or put it in a song. I mean, really, it was the whole family was gathered around, and no one spoke English except the two young people. All the young people speak English. The older ones speak Russian.
They become very important, the young people.
And so, he drew the water up from the well, and I mean, it was just, I just wanted to go lay down in the dirt road in front of the house and be absorbed. It was just so much, and that's where my grandfather was born. You know, my family, they lived, they died, they had lived their lives right in this one little house, one room, a kitchen, and an entryway.
Amazing.
Hundreds of years.
Libby, David, thank you. Look for them tonight. If you need details on a house concert, feel free to write to us. We'll give you everything you need to know. Go to mustardsretreat.com. There are albums, there are CDs, there is a list of dates.
Yeah, and you can find us on Facebook as well.
And we're about
Libby
out of time.
Libby Glover.
Thank you, Libby Glover. Yeah, oh, yes, Libby's got lots of things there, too.
Libby Glover on Facebook.
Well, look, thank you so much, everybody,
you,
for having us back again.